Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
It's time, friends, for the Simon Says podcast. What's happening with you? We're the Get Up Show from 98.7 Simon. I'm Sean. Charlie is over there.
Yes, we are.
Maddie's over there.
Am I?
Be sure you click a like and subscribe and tell your friends all about it. Listen to us on the radio if you want at 987simon.com. That's where you can click a little thing that says listen live, and you won't believe it. You get to listen live.
What?
Wait a minute.
Hey, we've talked about this before. Like a couple weeks ago when it was raining, I was talking about wanting to pick that guy up in the rain, but then not wanting to get wrapped up in his life.
Right.
Do you have memories of your childhood where one or the other, your parents or grandparents, picked up hitchhikers?
No.
We never picked anyone up, but I do remember seeing them.
But you never picked them up?
No.
No.
You weren't ever in a vehicle that was filled with strangers from the side of the road?
No, and I feel bad because I thought about it like numerous times over, like, oh, that person could probably use a ride.
Usually though, we were in the front seat of the pickup truck and there was no room for anyone else.
You can get in the back.
No,
back then you could hop in the back.
Well,
and ride.
The kids used to ride back there. So that's a whole other story.
My dad used to pick up every hitchhiker, everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, no disrespect for your dad, but wasn't he also carrying? And
I thought your dad could take him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, your dad strikes me as the kind of person who would not be afraid of picking up a hobo who could attack you.
Oh, so you're thinking maybe he was doing it as a challenge. Like, I dare you
but
come at me, hobo.
Again, from what it sounds like of your father, it does sound like he would not be afraid.
No, he definitely wasn't afraid of anything.
And besides, he most likely had you next to him, so, you know, you got a buffer.
That's right. Take the kid. We picked up this guy one time, and this would be terrifying now. We were riding down the road, and it's a guy with a great big backpack. You used to see him all the time back in the day. And they would be out on the highway with their thumb up. You don't see that anymore, really. But this guy had a great big backpack, and I remember I was sitting in the back seat. My dad's driving, and this crazy-looking guy, like really Manson-y looking, with a real long bushy beard and long scraggly hair. In my memory imagination, there's leaves in it. But he's up there in the front seat and they're talking, and then the guy takes out this giant knife. And imagine how terrified you would be right now if that happened.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, even if he was just saying, hey, look at my wonderful knife, which is basically what he was doing. He was just showing off his knife to my dad. And I remember my dad saying, yeah, that's a nice one. But now, good God.
Yeah, but again, no. I think, true, times were way different. And also, I could see your dad being like, hey, you got any weapons? Let's compare.
And he might have, actually.
What are you carrying?
And we picked up couples. I remember picking up hippie couples and taking them, you know, way far away.
Well, back then, A, it wasn't illegal. And B, like, lots of people hitchhiked because not as many people had cars.
Mm.
And I think there were much safer hitchhikers out there than there are now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just don't. It's not the same.
Janis Joplin hitchhiked across country when she was famous already.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that would
pick
be
her
a
up.
Crazy drive.
Sing, sing.
Yeah.
Sing, Janis.
And the other thing that my dad used to do, he would pick up the hitchhikers and then bring them home. bring them home to my grandmother's house, and she'd have to feed them.
That again doesn't sound like that. Sounds it's like a crazy off.
How did your grandma feel about this?
Well, she thought it was cool.
Ma, look what I got. Look at this guy.
Who are you bringing home now, Sonny?
He found some dude from Greece one time and brought him home. And the guy loved the food so much that he gave my grandmother this neat black plate with like Greek gods on it that he was carrying in his giant backpack.
I thought you meant the movie Greece.
Yeah.
Duty?
He was the green shirt guy at the end. So we heard the other day, man, if you got an old iPhone, don't trash that thing. And people are saying, what? Too late. Don't trade them in. Don't trash them because they're becoming really valuable collector's items.
It's not even just that. It's like it's almost like everything that was disposable from the past 20 years, like as we get further removed from stuff, it becomes valuable.
Well, and because it was either destroyed or they traded it in.
True. And that's the thing. Like I often would just keep it. Like, so I do have an old iPhone and an old iTouch and some other stuff, but.
But yours aren't worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I still haven't looked it up because now I kind of want to hold out because if it's worth that much now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're investing in your future.
I've gotten rid of everything else. Did you see the thing about the copy of The Terminator on VHS was worth? That sold for, hold on.
It was thousands and thousands of dollars for a VHS tape.
$32,000.
For a VHS tape.
And just think about how, like, I donated crates of VHS tapes. I took them to Edward McKay's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
wonder how many, you know, $1,000 tapes they've run through the process at Ed McKay's, you know? Because that ain't the only one.
Well, and it's a VHS tape. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's, to us, it's like,
trash.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, it's like cassette tapes are probably, if anybody has cassette tapes, those are probably worth money now.
Well, at one point, like, you know, when you go to donate those things or get cash for them, they're like, oh, this Adrian Legg CD, like, nobody wants that. Nobody needs that. They give you like a dollar for it. And then later, for some reason, it becomes collectible because it has a typo or, you know, something, they only so many of them were made or whatevs. And then all of a sudden it becomes valuable. And even the store only gave you like a dollar for it.
Well, think about vinyl. You know, think about how popular vinyl is now. You know, like the other day I was in a record store. They had a copy of Pet Sounds. It was like $500.
Oh, wow. For real?
Yeah. Real nice copy of Pet Sounds. And I just think back to my father-in-law being like, I'm going to throw a bunch of records out. You want any of them? I'm like, yeah. And it's like a pristine copy of Zeppelin 2.
Wow.
Or, like, my dad had all these records in this basement covered in mouse poop, and I dug it. I'm like, let me go through these, and he had a bunch of stuff. He had, like, almost all the Beatles records. He had a bunch, like, some Who.
I love what you said at the beginning of this, though, that you're going to hold on to your old phones just in case they become valuable later because you never know, because I live by that.
That's
what I've got all my stuff.
That is true.
That's how Sean exists.
Exactly.
But I think mine is a more finite. I'm going on the electronics. I think yours is a broader net.
We'll see.
So
that's how it starts.
Here's the thing. I actually am a bit of a pack rat like you are, but I've moved too many times. And every time I move, I make myself go through things and get rid of things that haven't been touched, haven't been used. Why am I carrying around these tubs full of CDs when I don't even have a CD player? Etc. And I've if I had stayed in one place all these years, oh my God, I'd have so much stuff. But I have nothing.
So you're saying I need to move around more and scatter this stuff about. I can never move. Yeah. That's the bottom line. They're going to find me dead in a pile of stuff because I can't leave there.
You know, I will say though, because I think I told you my wife started watching Hoarders again.
Yeah.
It really made me feel better about you.
Really?
Well, when you watch Hoarders and then you go to your house, like, you're still in a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still have a moderate collection. I walked into your house, and I walked freely from room to room.
There were no paths. You didn't have to walk through paths.
I didn't have to mount over.
Well, wait a minute. Does that mean that before you walked in, you were expecting it to be a hoarder pile?
Look, man, I hadn't been at your house in a while. I don't know what you've been up to. You went through a spending phase.
If you die in your museum room, will they know that you are dead or you're a collectible?
I could be buried in there. I could be hidden in the museum room for sure because, you know, it's become more of a junk/museum room. There's a lot of stuff in there. I'm working through some stuff. I'm doing some sorting.
You know what you need to do is you need to relocate everything that's not the collectible stuff into your guest room. And then take the guest room as the place for the crap and make sure your collectible room stays.
So what you're saying is spread the crap out to more rooms.
Yes.
Kind of. Foul another room with my refuse.
That's how it all starts.
I believe he cannot do that because Christmas is still living in the guest room.
I thought Christmas was in the collectible room.
It is, but how dare you say things that are true about me? I don't want to hear the truth about me. Hey, speaking of which, how about Robert Blake, huh? You want an update on Robert Blake?
Your buddy?
My buddy Robert Blake, Beretta, Mickey Gubitosi from the Little Rascals. I know y'all are jealous.
Yeah. Are we?
Why wouldn't you be?
I just think it's neat. I mean, you've discovered this semi-famous pen pal.
Semi-famous? Look, what do you mean?
He was famous when Sean was 5.
Mm-hmm. My dad watched Beretta. We always watched Beretta. Then he was on a show. Y'all might remember the show he did where he was a priest called Helltown.
Nope.
I don't.
He was great on that. And he was in tons of movies, too. I mean, he's a big star. Are you kidding me?
I am just glad for him that he is connected with you.
Me, too.
Because I think like,
you're
I
keeping
like
his
know,
memory alive.
Well, I mean, when I'm in my 80s, it would be nice if there's someone like, oh, wait, are you Maddie from the Get Up Show?
Oh, God.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, will that ever happen?
They don't do that now.
Well, I used to listen to you.
Not when you're 80s. Will that happen in 8 days? I don't think so. But so, yeah, I found Robert Blake. I don't know why I started looking for him, but I found him, and I logged into his stuff. I signed up for everything, started writing to him. But I think I might have crossed the line. Now I've ordered 3 autographed books from him, and he writes it. He's got crazy handwriting because he's very dyslexic, and he's left-handed. So you really can't read it very well.
And he's 88 years old.
So I've ordered 3 books, one for me, one for my daughter, one for Scott, and... In between, I've just been sending messages like, hey, what's going on? How you guys doing over there?
Wait, now, how are you contacting him?
Through his email.
An email.
Mickey G.
I almost thought you were really handwriting letters to him. But
I might.
This is only slightly less stalkerish.
No.
So I sent one, and you guys will be thrilled to hear this. I've invited him to come on to the podcast with us. At some point in the future. I haven't heard back yet.
Oh, wow.
You know what you're not going to hear a lot of on that podcast? Me.
Look,
or me.
Are you telling me that if I was able to secure Robert Blake, Beretta, to be on the podcast, you guys wouldn't jump all over that?
You can keep saying words.
I have one question.
Huh.
What happened to the cockatoo?
Oh, there were 2 of them. And they might, in fact, still be alive.
What does that mean? I've never seen Beretta in my life.
Since you just answered my question, then I'm out on the interview as well.
You never saw Beretta, so you don't know about Fred the cockatoo?
That was his pet.
And he would do tricks.
No.
Yeah, it was a smart bird, man. But what he revealed is there's 2 birds. There were 2 birds, and I think both were girls.
Did you know there was actually 2 Michelles on Full House as well?
I was going to say, it's like they do when they have a little kid and they use the twins.
Boom.
Because...
All right, let's do some calls, and then we'll get to some more stuff. But yeah, I'm waiting on an answer for Robert Blake.
That'll be our first celebrity guest.
Yeah.
That'll be our first guest.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
we
big.
Are just yeah. big time,
Look, man,
aren't
that's
we?
Podcast, that's what podcasts do. A lot of other podcasts have guests and stuff.
Yeah.
Why not Robert Blake?
Guests people have heard of.
And I think he might be the only living Little Rascal at this point.
Oh, that'll be great. Get him on the phone. That'll go well. I know what it's like to talk to grandparents.
Yeah. And he gets mad. Like, he's got this one girl that works for him. He calls her his staff, and she's the one that, you know, processes everything and films his videos and stuff. And one day he's on his little video chat thing, and he's telling a story, and he goes, I'd appreciate it if my staff over there would stop looking at me like they're trying to guess if I know where I am.
Well, do ya?
He's
you
a funny
what?
Old man.
I'm back. I'm back in. I want this to happen.
Isn't it fun? He's great. All right, let's do some calls and see what's up. Oh, if you ever want to be on the podcast, 336-373-0987 is the number. And here we go.
Hey, Simon. You guys have been talking about 222-22 all day, and I did some numerology. And at 10:22 tonight, that's 22:22.
Uh-huh.
By my calculation, and my math isn't that great, if you do the numerology for that, 22222 at 2222, I don't know how that's possible, but somehow I think it added up to 9. In my math, it did. Anyway, Paul McCartney made me think of the Beatles, made me think of the song Number 9.
Yeah.
At 2222 tonight, y'all play Number 9. 22, that can't add up right. Anyway.
What?
Thank you, guys.
We missed it. Now we have to wait.
I laughed my ass off. I'm holding crystals in my hand, and then the,
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, man.
Y'all, I don't know what I'd do without you. Love you.
Wow, she was into that, man. Yeah, 222-22 has come and gone. You can tell your grandchildren you remember it well.
Now we have to wait till 222-2020-2022.
Yeah, 22-22. I'm already busy that day.
I think she's talking about my commercial that I did.
What commercial?
I did it one of my commercials where I was talking about holding crystals and going, oh, my.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she even listens to the commercials.
You do have a fan, man.
Wow, dude. Look at that. She could be the one
that asks you
when you're 80.
Shout out to opendoor.com.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon, does anybody work there besides y'all three Fix the information thing. Tell the who the artist and the damn name of the song is. It's been three weeks. Are you kidding me?
Well, in the meantime, it got fixed and then broke again.
But it's fixed again.
But it's fixed again.
Kind of.
Well,
it worked today.
For now. Did it look right?
Yes, it had the album and everything on there.
You know, I don't have that in my car. You guys are so fancy. I don't have that thing that tells you what you're listening to. But I happen to know, you know, who the Eagles are and who Prince is. So I don't really need
that. Yeah, I mean, I recognize most of the music that we play.
I rarely need that.
Hey, Simon, y'all got it fixed.
Oh, see?
Thank you. Let's see how long this will last. I hate calling y'all, but I love your station.
He's so positive,
man. About time you got your head out your ass, too.
Oh, well, he couldn't leave it on a nice, could he?
What a sweetie.
Yeah. Did you hear the difference in the tone of his voice from when he's angry to he's thanking us?
I mean, I think the important thing is to make sure that he knows it was because of him that it got fixed.
Well, he clearly thinks that it's against him when it's not fixed and that we are in charge of fixing it.
We're smart enough to know how to fix some piece of technology like that.
I feel like it's usually just restarting a computer, isn't
it? Yeah, but I don't know where that computer is. I ain't touching that stuff, man. That's out of my pay grade.
Hey, Simon. I don't like turtles. I like bourbon.
I hear you, buddy.
That's Papa G. He's becoming a regular. He calls a lot.
Okay.
The other guy who used to call a lot has gotten a new phone, and it's so bad you can't understand him.
Which is frustrating because he still calls the same amount and for the same length, but you can't understand what he's saying.
Can't understand any of it anymore, yeah. He called 8 times the other day.
I mean, what's the point? Like, that's the problem. Like, at least back, it would be entertaining when, like, my light's flashing at my desk, and I hit, you know, you have one new message, and I hit play, and it's like, we had another thing, and then I control the spaceships with my mind.
And I could hear, the best is, I could hear it playing out of Maddie's office, and he would listen to the whole damn thing. Like, 8 minutes of that guy.
You know why? Is because I keep waiting to hear. It's almost like it's a roller coaster, and it's like, how far are we going on this?
Yeah.
It's like a bad car accident. You can't look away.
Yeah, I'm starting to be able to look away.
House.
Plus, you can't understand it.
Hey, Simon, here it is Friday morning. Almost 10 minutes after 6. I still don't know who the name of these songs are or the artist. I don't know what's going on with y'all, but y'all are lazy. Fix it, if you will, please. Have a good day.
Oh, so that is this in proper order?
Yeah, kind
of. So that was it. It was broken, then it fixed.
Yeah.
And then it broke.
And then it broke again. Yeah.
So we let him down immediately.
Right.
Hey, Simon, about the boxer and brief thing, I don't know if you ever had Duluth, but the Duluth boxer briefs kind of, you know, they kind of nestle like Floatsome and Jetsome right there, and they are probably the most comfortable underwear I think I've ever worn in my life. A little bit pricey, but still, you know what? The boys got to be protected. Y'all have a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
I must have a pouch.
Talk about your boys.
Have you ever tried the Duluth Trading Company fancy drawers?
No, I'm not paying money for fancy drawers.
No way, man.
I'm cool, man. My guys are cool.
I don't think I could
wear. Are
they? I don't think I could wear anything that fits snugly anymore because I've been wearing boxers for 30 years.
Oh, see, I'm fine. I got boxer briefs. I'm good.
Boxer briefs. So that fits snugly, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, man.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel trapped. Like, I have a certain pair of boxers that are slightly different from all the rest, and I know it. Like, if they come around in rotation, I'm like, uh-oh, it's going to be a bad day.
When you say feel trapped, it almost makes it sound like you're putting it over your head and you get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, this conversation's making me uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about boxers or briefs? Or boxer briefs?
Well, doesn't even matter.
If we're going to put it all out there, my man doesn't wear it either, so he's commando.
Ew. I used to do that because I didn't want to do laundry.
but it's almost more
likes for
to
things
laundry.
To flow freely.
That
could flow up against jeans. That sounds awful.
Yeah, that could be a problem. One time I went to the doctor when I was going commando, and he said my leg was hurting, and he said, well, just pull your pants down a little bit, let me see your leg. And I was like, you're gonna get more than you wanted here.
He's probably seen him before.
You think?
I hope so.
Yeah, but you got to fire a warning shot.
Oh, yeah, you definitely should.
Otherwise, it's like, hey,
it's
check
a good
that
thing
out.
You warned him, yes.
Ta-da!
Oh, God.
Hey, Simon, when I'm naked, I'm not afraid. I'm happy, happy, happy.
Ooh.
Nah, he does love bourbon.
Did you hear that? Wait, that end piece. I could smell that.
Yeah.
Remember, 336-373-0987 if you ever want to be included.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we ain't judging. We're having fun.
Hey, Simon, I told my wife I want to be cremated. She made an appointment on Tuesday.
See, I like that. Comedy.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I like that. That was a good one, sir.
See, if you called
up. You're not listening to this.
You called up with funny stuff.
Huh?
If you called up with funny stuff,
I'd get to be on the show.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Simon, I want to thank you again for fixing the name of the song and the artist for me. I've griped enough over the last few weeks. I want to thank you again. Keep up the good work.
Wow.
He's so relaxed now.
And full circle again.
What a sweet man he is. Sometimes when he's not raining hate down on us. What's an adult dessert bar? Does it mean that it's naughty desserts?
Oh, yeah. This place in New York, they opened up. It's like all the desserts are either they have risque names or they're actually shaped by, like, you know, boobs and butts and stuff.
Need this?
No. I mean, that's a New York City thing. There's no
New York City.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that in downtown Greensboro.
I would think more that it was like alcohol infused.
Right.
No, this is straight up like, hey, you want a dick cake?
Naughty desserts. No.
I'm looking to
look
see.
Look at this cupcake. It looks like a boob. You know, yay. You know, it's
all cupcakes kind of look like boobs. You put two of them beside each other.
If you put a gumdrop on the top, gets into the pepperoni. Huh. Is it the areola or is it the nipple?
Here we have Adult Cakes Gallery, Edible Art Bakery and Dessert Cafe. Here's another one, Adult Cakes Winston-Salem, the top 30 best exotic cake bakeries in Greensboro. Ooh.
So this is a thing?
You know what? I've never seen one in real life. I've heard of them.
The only time I've ever seen something like that is like for a gag, you know, somebody's 50th birthday, a guy and his friends would get him a boob cake or something like that.
But
do you think if you paid enough money, like Delicious or Maxi B's would make a boob cake?
I wonder, because Delicious, remember I've taken pictures in there and had them make the design on the cake from a picture. So
whose boobs are you taking a picture of?
Hey, I got some boobs I want you to make into a cake. These are significant other? Nope, just ones that I like.
I wonder if they would, because, you know,
I don't know, man.
I've taken in copyrighted stuff that they, you know, stole and put on a cake for me.
Wow, way to put them on blast.
Well, yeah. It's going to be eaten.
I think it's more, the picture is one thing. I think it's when you're actually shaping your dessert into
like the things.
I don't think they would do that, but they would. I think they'd put a picture on it.
I mean, you're going to need two hands to carry this.
I mean, but I think it'd be better if it was like shaped like that.
Oh, so now you're snooty about your nasty cake. At first, you didn't want one. Now it's got to be just so.
I got to have one.
Now are they cream filled?
Depends.
So I saw the commercial the other day with that dude with the sweet goatee, and he was selling the air fryer. That's also, it's an air fryer, it's an oven, it's a rotisserie. What else? It does all kinds of stuff.
It's a washing machine.
Yes.
It's an ironing board. It changes your oil for you.
Yes. And I was watching this thing, and I was like, you know, I could probably do a lot of stuff with that. And it's as I'm watching the half-hour commercial, sat through it, as it goes, I'm like, oh, man, that pizza actually does look good. I know why that whole crowd is cheering that way for that pizza. Oh, my God, look at those cheese sticks. They're making the world's largest cheese string right here alive on this commercial I'm watching. So I didn't order it from them. I did my research. And I found it $60 cheaper on Amazon.
That's awesome.
Look at you. You
have
still
you
fell for it, though.
No, it's coming next week. Supposed to be coming next week.
It's funny because I was picking up, you know, there's no school buses anymore. So yeah. I had to pick the kids up from school the other day. And uh-huh. the two of the teenage boys in my car were talking about the joys of the air fryer. And they were saying about how great it is for their nuggies and everything
Did
else.
Did they say nuggies?
No, I just...
Oh, okay.
I like
You're
nuggies.
Just trying to mess with me.
Nuggies is... I think nuggies supersedes veggies and cocoa.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, nuggies...
It's worse.
Do you know how different this conversation is from when I was that age and we were talking about the deep fryer that we used? And they're using the air fryer.
Well, I gave you my air fryer. I never even used it. I think it was probably still in the wrapper when I gave it to you.
It was brand new, yeah, and I find it overrated. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing, but I find it very overrated.
You're getting a lot of good cooking stuff from both of us because I gave you a fry later.
You gave me a deep fryer.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
we haven't
right.
even used that.
Oh my God!
Well,
Are you serious?
You didn't want it?
Well, now I kind of want
it. But now you need to use it.
You know where it is.
Do you know I had to throw a fryer away?
Well, yeah, but you had suspect fryer habits.
How dare you? What do you mean?
I went over your house one time and you were like, yeah, hold on. It's outside. It's got water in it. It's got like, who knows how old the oil was.
Do you know why? Because a gentleman fries outside. You
well,
don't.
That is true.
No.
But you don't leave it out there for the squirrels to get into.
I do too. But a gentleman also changes his oil every once in a while.
Until it gets thick, it's fine.
When your tots are jumping out because they're like, oh, we don't want to be in here anymore. Like, I'm out of here.
That fryer was on my deck so long that the rain mixed in with the oil and it got so full it was running the oil out onto the deck.
Why do these mozzarella sticks taste like shrimp?
And
it would be soft shell crabs, actually.
So that one I threw away. I think I'm down to one fryer now. At one time, I had three.
All I have now is the big turkey fryer. And it's like, ooh, that's like 3 gallons of oil.
It's crazy. But see,
did I tell you how I cut off the safety feature?
What do you mean?
Oh, God.
So the last time I went to go use it, it has this cutoff feature that if it gets too hot, it will shut itself off. But there was something wrong with it, and I was getting real pissed off. So I cut the wires off and re-spliced them together. So now it works great.
So now it can burst into flames at any time.
Like
I think it might explode.
Those are great. But you talk about the oil thing, man. What do you do with that 3 gallons of oil?
The next day, I usually will strain it and keep it until it gets real played out.
Yeah.
What do you do with...
Do you ever strain yours?
Just,
no.
This is a much smaller... level of oil, but I made some stuff in the crock pot the other day and it had all this leftover grease and it's not like hardened grease. It's oily, gross stuff. What do I do with it?
You're supposed to put it back in the container that you poured it out of.
Well, it didn't start in a container.
Then put it in a container. Funnel it into something that'll fit.
Right now,
it.
It's sitting in a glass bowl on my counter with a piece of foil over it because I don't know what to do with
it. No, you know what
this
you do?
This is my good oil.
Yeah, either. Well, you're a little bit more out in the country. You could always, if you had to, in a pinch, just run it out and toss it in the yard, but your dog will get it.
But the dog
it.
Will find it.
Yeah, and it'll kill that patch. Did I tell y'all when I used to work at this steakhouse back in the day that we also sold fried fish and shrimp and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every other week or so, the grease would get dark and we had to dispose of it. Mm-hmm. And we disposed of it responsibly by taking it out by the road and pouring it in a hole.
Of course.
That's my good
hole. And I must have done that, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 times during the time that I worked there. But that was their regular gig. The oil went in a hole out by the
so
ditch.
So much oil.
I used to have to, like, we used to have this cleaner, like a machine. Where you'd put this bag over the metal part and you'd put it under the oil trap, but you'd have to do it when the oil was still kind of hot.
Yes.
So you drain the oil into this thing and then it would filter it through that bag and pump it back in, and then you'd scrape all the debris out of it and stuff. And then when it got too old, then you had to carry it up to the actual grease trap. Like, it would be a thing where businesses would come around and suck your fat.
Yeah, people steal that.
Businesses for that.
Yeah. People steal that oil.
Smell, like, the smell in that container was always just like...
Golden Skillet used to have an oil barrel out back of the restaurant. Yeah. And we used to love to put things in it.
Trash gravy.
Just, like, throw things in it and watch them sink. You know, how are you not going to do
loose
that?
Loose change.
Yeah. Rocks. Whatever. Ooh.
Somebody's keys.
Rubber duckies.
A car. Little toy car. Watch this sink into grease. What else are you going to do?
Oh, man. I wonder how many, like, action figures are in there. Like, that's almost a video I'd make with my friends. Like,
drop it in the oil.
Han Solo's going to the grease planet.
TikTok. Chewbacca.
I think if you're a kid and you come up on a barrel full of grease, it's an unwritten law. You have to put things in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you go to the bottomless pools up by Lake Lure and the sign says, don't throw anything in here. The first thing you do is drop a big rock in there and fall down on your stomach to see how far you can see it go down in there. Am I wrong?
Look, anytime someone tells anybody to not do something, the first thing they want to do is do it. That's law.
Matthew Perry is doing a tell-all on Friends.
Oh, yeah? He doesn't remember any of it?
That's a good point. But he says it's not sugar-coated, it's not malicious, it's just a straight-up truth.
Again, he doesn't know if it's the truth or not. He doesn't remember the last three seasons.
Side note, I saw the picture of the guy who ran the marathon with the 91 shirts on or whatever.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I pictured from that episode of Friends.
Yes. Could he
Could
be
I
wearing any
be
more shirts?
Wearing any more shirts?
Yeah. That was great. I love that scene in Friends was my favorite. And when that guy did that, the guy ran a half marathon the other day wearing 90 t-shirts. That guy is my hero.
That's.
I feel like one of you needs to try it.
No. First of all,
I mean, you don't have to run the half marathon. I just want to see you put 90 t-shirts on.
But I got them all folded and stacked.
Yeah, but I'd need variety of sizes. Like, it would literally, like you said, it would have to be out of the size, like the prize closet with one of the shirts we had left.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a small on. Are you kidding me?
You could.
You could. You could squeeze into it because you've got 89 more shirts. Think about it like that.
Oh, God.
You got to make room.
It'll be so choky.
But nah. Put a couple smalls on.
You're going with fashion, not fashion.
No, but here's a legit question. You know how you'll freak out if you can't get out of a doorway?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the freak out when you realize, like, I got to get out of this, and you're stuck in 90 shirts?
We were just talking about, like, tight underwear is a claustrophobic thing. Maybe you're right. Maybe 90 shirts would be too much of a freak
out. Because if you do feel like you need some help. So what if everybody like is like, okay, all his shirts are on and they go away?
What if they kick you over?
Standing there. Yeah.
You're like a turtle. You're just lying there going, help me.
I mean, you can't pull it off
But his arms are literally to his side like a T.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what do you do?
Dang, now you're talking.
I can't get it. Like,
you're talking me into it. The more we say about it.
But how would you cut it off? Like, would you cut them off?
No, those are my good t-shirts. This is my 90 best t-shirts I'm wearing.
Those are all of our Simon shirts.
Yeah, man, I told y'all, I have all of my t-shirts, the ones that weren't taken, the ones that didn't walk out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all of them stacked up in my closet, just in case there's a t-shirt emergency. I'm all set. I bet you there's more than 100. I've never counted.
In case there's a t-shirt quilt emergency.
Do you realize... So, you know, we talk about all things becoming retro and worth money again. I took my daughter to H&M at the mall, and they've got like a Nirvana shirt and
Oh yeah, it makes me angry because I'm like all of the shirts that I actually kept, I had made into a t-shirt quilt, so I couldn't wear them even if I wanted to. But I did clear out a lot of old ones that would totally be, like, I would look like the coolest person
these
right now.
These dum-dums are wearing these things like, this is so retro. Like, my daughter's 16th birthday, one kid was wearing, oh, God. One girl was wearing a No Doubt shirt. Another kid was wearing another band that I was like, oh, my God.
And
one kid was talking about, like, I love 90s rap and metal, like Primus. And I was like, what is happening?
My kid wears Kiss, Pink Floyd,
Who?
The Who, for sure, and Queen.
But they sell that stuff at, like, vintage boutique stores for, like, a $500, you know, Kiss shirt. It's like, are you kidding
$500,
me?
$500.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, or, like, it'll be a Gucci Kiss shirt.
Look, you can get it at Target for about $19.99.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what else my kid is wearing now? vintage 1977 Beretta t-shirt that I found her online.
And you didn't get it from Robert Blake?
Didn't get it from him. And he's got his thing on the show was he always had a cigarette, but he never lit it. He would just suck on an unlit cigarette, and then he'd throw it down and get another one. So in the picture on the t-shirt, he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and a bird on his shoulder. She wore that to school.
Did she get in trouble with the cigarette?
No.
Really?
The teacher that is into that stuff thought it was very cool, and the cigarette wasn't mentioned. Maybe because they knew he never lit it.
I'm really surprised that somebody didn't say something about that. But so did you sit her down and force her to watch episodes of Beretta first? Or
when my cable was out for 2 weeks... We watched all the...
Oh, right. That's where this obsession started. I forgot.
I don't think she has a lot of options. I think they have one TV, and it's like, this is what Dad is watching. You can either watch this or, you know...
Basically, yeah. No TV in her room. She's never had a TV in her room.
I wonder what therapy when she's 30 is going to sound like.
Nah, she's going to be great.
You think?
Yeah. When she's 30, if I'm still alive, she's going to be too busy taking care of me to do therapy. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I guess, I was going to go to therapy, but I got to rifle through my dad's stuff.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I don't know how you do it. It was podcast number, did we say 108? Podcast 108. Mm-hmm. Be sure you like it and subscribe and plan to join us next Wednesday for another Cavalcade. And remember, if you want to be part of it, 336-373-0987 is our phone number. Maybe you'll be on next week's podcast. Final thought, Charlie?
I'm going to go search for hitchhikers to pick up.
Aw.
What could go wrong?
Aw, you stole mine. I was going to say, make sure next time you pick up a hitchhiker, you ask to compare weapons.
Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.